Past Life Photo Booth by Laurel May. When visitors step inside this classic 6-foot-high photo booth, they will see a button that is awaiting their touch. Once pressed, each participant will receive a trading card ejected through an exterior slot, like a regular photo booth. But these aren't regular photos. The concept of reincarnation is accepted not only by adherents of Eastern religions or modern New Age spirituality, but by many religions. The idea of reincarnation is intricately tied to action, called karma by some, with this accumulated energy determining the quality of one's next incarnation. Much like the flame of one's candle lighting another, the essence of the new flame contains imperfections passed along by the initial flame. It is these imperfections that are to be remedied before we can release from the cycle of death and rebirth. To know that we have lived before and that there are lives to come can be a source of great comfort for those who seek liberation not through the worship of deity, but rather on the basis of their inner resources. It supplies the necessary do-overs, which we hope will eventually result in our ultimate liberation. Wouldn't it be nice to gain insight on how past life patterns, or karma, are affecting this current go-round? Naturally, most people would like to believe themselves to have once lived well-known, accomplished, and glamorous historic lives. Unfortunately, the truth is that probably wasn't the case. The Past Life Photo Booth, a boardwalk cast off both familiar and otherworldly, beckons Playa's seekers to step inside, pull the curtain, and with a snap of a flashbulb, invites users to proudly claim a mediocre, average, or slightly villainous former incarnation. And in doing so, also accept a friendly, playful nudge toward personal growth. All visitors to the Past Life Photo Booth will leave with a memento, a past life trading card consisting of a stylized photo rendering, the name or occupation of a person from a bygone era, as well as a short, related, lighthearted, or possibly sarcastic quip, providing a little food for thought. In the relative ease of our 21st century lives, what lessons from a hardscrabble past might we have forgotten? Imagining ourselves as historical underdogs, what graces might we grant those we now shun? This quirky, tongue-in-cheek ephemera will serve as both souvenir and physical reminder that no matter how humble our origins, every one of us is a work in progress, and all capable of instant, momentous, and possibly future life-altering change.